Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Het Mishnah Vav. Here we're going to talk about the standard amounts that the rabbis instituted that people would have to pay for boshet, for embarrassment, when they went through certain actions. We'll explain. Mishnah says, HaTokea LaHavero Noten Lo Sela. If somebody punches his friend, he has to give him a Sela for the embarrassment that he caused. A Sela is worth 4 zuz. Rabbi Yehuda omer mishum Rabbi Yoseh HaGilili maneh. According to Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Yoseh HaGilili, he doesn't give him 4 zuz for embarrassment. He has to give him a maneh, which is 100 zuz. Setaro noten lo 200 zuz. If he slaps his friend on his cheek, which is more embarrassing than a regular punch, he has to give him 200 zuz. Le'ahad yado noten lo 400 zuz. If he slapped him on the cheek with the back of his hand, which is next level embarrassment, he has to give him 400 zuz. Saram be'ozno. If he pulls his ear, talash b'se'aro, pulls out his friend's hair, rakak v'higia bo ruko, he spits on him, and the spit lands on him, he'avir taleto mimenu, if he takes his cloak, his robe, his coat off of him, para rosh ha'isha bashuk, or he uncovers a woman's hair in the street, which is embarrassing, noten 400 zuz, he has to pay him or her 400 zuz. Ze ha'kelal ha'kol lefi kevodo, adds in the Mishnah over here, that this is a general rule that depends on who the person is, what type of honor that person has. The more honorable that the victim is, the higher level his embarrassment would be, and therefore the higher amount of the payment that he would have to pay. What we're listing here, according to this rabbi, according to the opinion over here, is we're listing the highest possible amounts that the most important people would be paid if they were embarrassed. But people of lesser stature who suffer less embarrassment would receive smaller amounts. They would have to come up with some sort of amount. They would have to come up with a certain formula to understand how much the lower level people would be paid. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Akiva says, "Afilo aniim shebi Israel ro'ino tam kiilu hem bnei Horin sheyardu minichzehem shehem bnei Abraham Yitzhak veYaakov." Says Rabbi Akiva, "No, even the poorest Jews that we have, we look at them as Jews who were wealthy and they eventually lost their wealth. In other words, they're still very sensitive to shame. And they're the sons of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. In other words, we look at them as the highest level people. The amounts that we paid above apply to everybody and anybody. It doesn't matter their level of wealth. Automatically, we have to assume that everybody is treated equally and therefore their level of embarrassment is high. After all, we're all equal. We're all the children of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Now we'll apply Rabbi Akiva's ruling to the following story. Mishnah says, "Uma'ase be'ehad shepara rosh ha'isha bashuk." There was once a story where somebody uncovered a woman's hair in the street. Bat lifnei Rabbi Akiva. She came to Rabbi Akiva to talk about her situation. V'hayevo liten la 400 zuz. And he obligated the person who victimized her, who removed her hair covering, to pay her 400 zuz for the embarrassment that she went through, which shows that everybody is equal. Even though this lady was poor in this situation, Rabbi Akiva obligated the person who attacked her to pay the full 400 zuz. And that fits with his opinion over here. According to the other opinion in the Mishnah, the first opinion, Tanakama, it would be that not the full 400 zuz would have to be paid because it was a poor woman in this case. Rather, a smaller amount would have to be paid. Amar lo, Rabbi, ten lizman. The man here said to Rabbi Akiva, "Give me a little time to come up with the money." The person who took the hair covering off of the woman. Venatan lo zman. Rabbi Akiva said, "Okay, you can have a little bit of time." Shemara omedet al peta hatzera. The person who attacked the woman, he waited outside of her house, right at the entrance, where she could be seen by other people. Veshavar etakad befaneha. He broke a jug of oil right in front of her, and inside of that jug of oil was an isad of shemen. The jug had a small amount of oil, and it was a very cheap amount. A little tiny coin of an isad could have purchased what was inside. Gileta et rosha, and the woman uncovered her hair. And she took from the oil that was on the floor and she wanted to make use of it. So she put it in her hair. She scooped up the oil and she put it and she applied it to her hair. So this man, he was putting this woman to the test. He had Edim witness what just went on, and he had those Edim come with him to Rabbi Akiva to give testimony. Amar lo, Rabbi, lazo ani noten arba me'od zuz. And he said, Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva, I embarrassed this woman. You're telling me the embarrassment was such a high level that I have to pay her 400 zuz. Look what she just did. She just took off her own head covering publicly in front of everybody in order to salvage a little bit of oil that fell on the floor. You're telling me this type of woman, that was embarrassment when I uncovered her hair. She doesn't even care to show her hair in front of everybody. She'll do that just so she could save some of the oil that fell on the floor and make use of it. I don't want to pay that amount of money. This is what the man told Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo, lo amarta klum. Says Rabbi Akiva, you didn't say anything. You have no argument over here. Ha-hovel be'atzmo, afal pi she'en or rasha'i patur. If somebody hurts themselves, if somebody wounds themselves, even though they don't have permission to do so, they're patur, they're exempt from liability. There's no one here to pay. But if someone else hurts them, that other person who hurt them would be liable. Another example. Somebody who cuts down his own fruit trees, his own little saplings, he's not allowed to cut them down. But if he cuts them down, patur, he's exempt from any liability. There's nothing for him to do or to pay. But if other people cut down his trees, even though seemingly he didn't care that they cut them down, because he cut them down on his own, doesn't matter, they are obligated to pay. So we see, even if somebody doesn't care about their own body, they don't care about their own trees, we see that they cut them down on their own, they hurt themselves, doesn't matter. If other people hurt them, if other people cause damage to them, those people still have to pay. So therefore, in our case, even though the woman here, we see that she disgraced herself, she uncovered her own hair and applied oil, it doesn't matter, that's her doing it to herself. But if somebody else uncovers her hair, that person is liable, that person has to pay the penalty, and therefore the Rabbi Akiva says that the person would have to pay her 400 zuz.